From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump says Americans have grown weary without victory in Afghanistan. But he says a hasty exit of U.S. troops there would create a vacuum that would quickly be filled by terrorists. The president made his comments in an address to the nation Monday night, unveiling his new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia. Mr. Trump said the U.S. must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. The president said the security threats in Afghanistan and the broader South Asia region are immense. The president said his new strategy will include a regional approach for South Asia, in which the U.S. will seek improved relations with India. He said the U.S. will also take a tougher stance against Pakistan, which he accused of acting as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos, violence, and terror. The president did not give a timeline for U.S. troop involvement in Afghanistan, saying the new strategy would shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions on the ground. He did not specify an increase in U.S. troops levels in the country as well. At 16 years, Afghanistan is the longest U.S. war. A rocket landed in the heart of the government and diplomatic area in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul just hours before President Trump unveiled his new strategy for war in the South Asian nation. Police said the rocket landed late on Monday on a secure road just outside the presidential palace near an area housing Afghanistan government offices, embassies, and headquarters of the International Military Coalition. This is VOA News. Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yunus Abukayub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the figure after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquín Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Abukayub was behind the wheel of the van during Thursday's attack. That attack killed 15 people. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing. 5 more others are injured, with the USS John McCain sustaining significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the USS McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said the damage was significant and that some sleeping areas and communication rooms flooded as a result. Now, in response to the incident, the Navy has ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the pause is necessary. The United States will stop issuing all non-immigrant visas from Russia beginning Wednesday to September 1st, according to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. The embassy says the move is due to Russian government-imposed caps on its staff levels. Visa issuing will return on September 1, but only at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Consulates in St. Petersburg, Vladivostok, and Yekaterinburg will stay frozen for as long as staffing levels are reduced. The United States and South Korea began their annual exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as largely defensive in nature. The drills also always draw objections from North Korea, as they have this year, which sees them as a rehearsal for invasion. And millions of people across the United States watched a rare total solar eclipse, which darkened the skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon, causing temperatures to drop significantly as the moon passed in front of the sun. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.